Translation: My devotees, who are always satisfied to be engaged in my loving service, are not interested even in the four principles of liberation, Salokya, Sarupya, Samipya and Sarshti, although these are automatically achieved by their service. What then is to be said of such perishable happiness as elevation to the higher planetary systems? Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Jai Srila Prabhupada. Srila Bilva Mangala Thakura has estimated the value of liberation as follows. Mukti Swayam Mukulitanjali Sevate Asman Dharmartha Kama Gatayaha Samaya Pratiksha. Bilva Mangala Thakura realized that if one develops his natural devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Mukti stands before him with folded hands to offer all kinds of service. In other words, the devotee is already liberated. There is no need for him to aspire for different types of liberation. The pure devotee automatically achieves liberation even without desiring it. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Mam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Shanti Jatak Swami Nati Namnin Machaya Padaya Nati Kripa Padaya Gorkata Dandaya Nagra Granta Arni Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nati Namni Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharne Nirvasesha Sunyavadi Paschata Desh Tarne Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. My devotees who are always satisfied to be engaged in my loving service are not interested even in the four principles of liberation, Salokya, Sarupya, Samipya and Sarshti, although these are automatically achieved by their service. What then is to be said of such perishable happiness as elevation to the higher planetary systems? These words are spoken by the Lord, Lord Vishnu, to Durvasa Muni. Because Durvasa Muni had offended Ambarish Maharaj, and of course he had got very angry, misunderstood Ambarish Maharaj, and thought that Ambarish Maharaj was offending him, and so he got very angry and agitated, and he made a big monster out. He plucked some tuft of hair from his head, and then he created this monster. And of course, the Sudarshan Chakra was always protecting Ambarish Maharaj, and so this demon was immediately chopped off. And then the Sudarshan Chakra started following Durvasa Muni, and he had no. He was so afraid. So he started going all over the universe trying to enter some cave or some planets where rulers were there, but nobody could give him shelter because the Sudarshan Chakra was hot and chase, just at his neck. And so even Brahma and Shiva could not protect him because they were also under the modes of, passion and ignorance. And so they said that, even we have this, Maya is also covering us because we think that we are very great, we are doing things, but actually everything is just the energy of Krishna. And as long as, because they are also bewildered into thinking that, of their own importance under the modes of passion and ignorance, they could also not completely understand Krishna. So there's no question of subduing the Sudarshana Chakra. So they advised him, you go to Lord Vishnu. And when he went to Lord Vishnu, then Lord Vishnu started glorifying the pure devotees. He said, even I am not, I am under the control of my devotees. And so these verses are very, very, very nectarian. It shows the deep love and appreciation that Krishna has for his pure devotees. And so in this verse he says that devotees are simply satisfied to be engaged in my loving service and not even interested in the four principles of liberation. That is Salokya, being in the same planet as Krishna, Sarupya, having the same form as Krishna, Samipya, being very close to him, physically present with him, and Sarshti is to achieve anything they want or to be as opulent as the Lord. So all these things are automatically achieved by a pure devotee, but he is not even interested in them. So they are not even interested in elevating their material situation and going to higher planetary systems, or even within earthly planets having a good material life. So then it should be very easy to be a pure devotee, right? You will get everything even without asking. Then why is it so difficult to become a pure devotee? The only reason is because we don't have the knowledge. Nati vidu swartha gatim hi Vishnu. Prahlad Maharaj said that people don't know that their real self-interest is Vishnu. So we don't have the knowledge and we don't have the faith. Only this is obstructing us from becoming pure devotees. Otherwise, everything is there. A pure devotee is everything, so much so that even liberation is ready to offer anything to the devotee. And the Lord Himself is fully under the control of the devotee. Then why shouldn't we be pure devotees? It is simply that because we don't have the complete conviction about the Lord's powers. We are not aware of the Lord as a person. What is His mood? How does He relate with devotees and so on? And so because of that, we are always afraid. We are in anxiety that we have to take care of ourselves, and we think of everyone else as rivals. We feel envious, just like even Durvas Muni. He didn't have complete knowledge of Krishna. Even such an exalted person didn't have, because he didn't have complete knowledge about Krishna, he committed such a grave offense at the feet of Ambarish Maharaj, who was a pure devotee. He had complete knowledge. And so he was not at all disturbed, even when the monster approached him or whatever. All these things didn't, he was not disturbed because he knew Krishna's powers. That's the test, right? When we are really affronted by something something that is life-threatening. And still he was not disturbed because he knew that Krishna could control even death. Everything was under his control. And but Durvas Muni was very disturbed and committed a grave offense. And he didn't even realize that committing offense is so devastating that, Krishna will be offended, and that's very, very bad, not only even his life was at stake, and of course spiritually also Krishna will be very dissatisfied with someone offensive. So these are some of the intricacies of devotional service that we need to really delve into and meditate on every moment of our life, because tests can come at any time, snap tests, like suddenly when we are a little relaxed, and that's when Maya is just waiting to get in somehow into our lives. She is waiting all the time, just watching, when are we going to relax a little and feel that, not so very much focused. And then she makes the entry, and then we don't know how did we fall down or we commit great offenses. So if we are very thoughtful and all the time, aware of, always processing our thoughts, am I thinking in the right way or not, then we are very safe. Like how Yudhishthir Maharaj was always analyzing anything he said, whether it was in the right path or not. And then we are very safe, because then Krishna is very protective. But when we become a little careless or nonchalant or something, then what happens is we commit grave offenses, which here we see that such an exalted person like Durvasa could also commit, he was under great under great threat of losing his life as well as his good standing with Krishna. So actually our problem is that we have so many material desires, and we feel that we are anxious that Krishna may not fulfill them, and also that we feel threatened by other people whom we feel, because the material world, everyone is having desires, and so they feel threatened. Someone else may obstruct my gratification, or someone else is envious of me and might stop me or try to harm me. And that's the reason we are always we are anxious, and we don't surrender fully to the Lord. But actually the Supreme Lord is there for everyone completely. Completely He has expanded Himself as the Paramatma all the time, just watching over this one soul. So, and he is there to fulfill all our desires. The lack of knowledge is that we think Krishna is not concerned about my material things. He is only trying to purify me, and we are afraid of that purification, what will happen to my material desires. But actually, Krishna is very concerned even about fulfilling our material desires in a way that will not be harmful to us. He will completely satisfy, because before going back to Godhead, if we have even one single desire left, then we are not ready to go. So he is very concerned how to get rid of all our desires in a proper way. He knows how to manage that. And we can see in the Bhagavatam, so many devotees who started their devotional service with material desires, and how Krishna related with them. One is, of course, Karadamu Muni. We see how he was a great yogi and he only wanted to go back to Godhead and perform devotional service. But in his heart, he had this desire to also try out some material life before fully, renouncing. And though he didn't do anything about it, he was continuing with his devotional service. But Krishna understood that he has this desire, and he could have easily just fulfilled the desire. He personally appeared before him. That shows how much Krishna gives importance to his devotees, even for their material life. And he appeared before him and he said that, I know you have this desire, so I've already chosen someone, the perfect, and he chose in such a way that he would be materially satisfied, and at the same time that his spiritual life would also continue. And he said that I myself will personally appear as your child. So that shows the amount of concern, how Krishna is so always scheming about, planning about how to fulfill our desires in such a way that we can get elevated. And that's the wonderful thing about depending on Krishna even for our material desires. Because Bhagavatam says it's perfectly okay. Akama karma kamova moksha kama udaradi tevrena bhakti yogena. So even if somebody is full of material desires or no material desires or desires liberation, still one must do tevrena, very, very determinedly, deeply, the devotional service, and then they'll be successful in all their endeavors. And so mostly devotees start out as like Dhruva Maharaja with desires. We do devotional service with lot of disturbing thoughts. Dhruva Maharaja was very, very disturbed. He was so angry and upset about his stepmother and his stepbrother and his that was in the mode of ignorance, total anger and a mode of passion, desires of wanting this kingdom, of great ambition to be greater than even his grandfather and so on. So, but at the same time, he thought that he took the advice of his mother and his spiritual master that to approach the Lord and chant his names. So definitely when he started chanting, his mind would have been very, very disturbed with all these thoughts. But nevertheless, he had complete faith in the words of the spiritual masters, and he continued chanting. And very soon his mind was very peaceful, and the Supreme Lord himself came and resided in his heart. So we start out like that, with desires, but never mind, we just listen to the words of our spiritual masters, and continue very determinedly in our devotional service. But somewhere along the line, we have to switch from Dhruva's, he was not, because he had this intense desire, material desire, so Krishna fulfilled it. And even though Dhruva later realized it's a childish thing, I don't want it, but Krishna said, no, you desired it, so I am going to give it to you. You enjoy it, you stay here for so many years, you rule this earth, and then you will also come back. And he created a spiritual planet just for him. So amazing things he did, but it was delayed. He had to stay in this world. When he saw the Lord, he just wanted to be with him, and then instead he had to stay in the material world longer. So somewhere we start like Dhruva Maharaj, but then we have to switch and understand the danger of retaining these material desires, but to quickly ask the Lord, please purify me quickly so that I can come back to you quickly. Otherwise we'll be delayed, we'll stay here for many more lifetimes. And that's possible. Even if you come to this path, it doesn't mean that unless we are determined. we can take many more births. Prabhupada said that some of my disciples will go to the heavenly planets. So, because they had a great desire maybe to enjoy. But just by doing this devotional service, we can enter the heavenly planets. So, that's what Krishna says, that it's possible. Everything is easily, automatically achieved by this service. Devotional service can guarantee everything, right from fulfilling material desires, liberation or love of God, whatever we want. It can give us everything very easily. Or even dharma, artha, kama and moksha. Everything is, people normally do a lot of dharma in the beginning, at least pious people, so that they get a lot of money and then sense gratification and liberation. All that is also included in simply doing devotional service. So why should we bother to do anything else? And so it is just the lack of knowledge and faith that yes, Krishna will do it. Krishna, it may be whenever he wants. He will fulfill our desires. We don't have to be worried. Or we don't even have to feel envious of other people. Because Krishna is there for everyone and no one can stop anyone's progress. It may seem apparently that somebody is your enemy or friend, but nobody can stop. Because if Krishna is taking care of us, then he knows how to fulfill. And he knows to fulfill everyone's desires. So we don't have to feel threatened at all. And so this is the important thing we learn here is the pleasing the Vaishnavas is the most important thing, to please Krishna. And on the other hand, by displeasing or offending a pure devotee, then what happens is our completely, like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, it was like a mad elephant of offense, and it can completely uproot all the results of our sadhana or bhakti, whatever we've done. We might think we are well situated, but it can become zero in no time if you offend devotees. And it doesn't mean that, depending on the elevation of that pure devotee, the results of that is also, according to that. The more elevated the Vaishnava, the more we suffer, but more our bhakti is uprooted. But still, all levels of Vaishnavas can create that kind of some obstacle in our devotional path. And there are a lot of examples also in the scriptures about how, Krishna makes it very clear that even a junior devotee is equally important. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself said that you must, the only way, when devotees asked him how to advance in Krishna consciousness, he said, just chant Hare Krishna and serve the Vaishnavas. The first year somebody asked this in Puri, then he said, then the devotee asked, how do I recognize a Vaishnava? Who is the Vaishnava I should serve? So he said, anyone who chants even one time the name of Krishna is a devotee and you must serve him. And then the next year, again the same conversation, another devotee asked him how to advance, again the same answer. And again he said, which Vaishnava, or how do I recognize a Vaishnava? And said, Vaishnavas are, though you can recognize a Vaishnava by the number of devotees he has made, or a Madhyama Adhikari. And then in the third year he said, a Vaishnava is one who simply by seeing him you feel like chanting Hare Krishna. So all levels of devotees have to be served. And simply by doing that, we can feel the taste in devotional service, our love for Krishna growing. And so we have to act. This is also part of our sadhana, that every devotee, how we relate with them is so important, that our devotional service depends on that. That's the mood we should have, that any devotee, junior or senior, our entire devotional service depends upon this. Because if Krishna is offended by being a little careless or negligent about treating a devotee nicely, then definitely that will be withdrawn. What to speak of ourselves? Rupa Goswami, when he was sitting and meditating, he was actually relishing the pastime, Krishna's and Radha's, in his heart. He was relishing in his heart, and it was a like a humorous pastime because Krishna was on top of the tree and Radharani was trying. Radha was not aware that Krishna is on top of the tree, and she was trying to pluck flowers to make a garland for Krishna. And every time she would, be on her toes and try to pluck the flower, it would be almost within her reach, and then Krishna would, lift the branch. And then he would lower the branch so that she would think, okay, now I'm almost got the flower. And then just as she was about to touch the flower, it would go up. So in this way, and Krishna was enjoying it and laughing. And so Rupa Goswami was also enjoying this pastime, and he started laughing. And at that time, one devotee passed by who was a little lame, and he was walking in a very, crooked manner. And maybe he was very self-conscious about that. So he thought that Rupa Goswami was laughing at his disability. So he felt very, very offended. And Rupa Goswami was in meditation. He didn't even know that this devotee passed by. But immediately that pastime just disappeared. And he felt so heartbroken. And he didn't know why. I must have committed some offense. That is why. And he didn't know what offense he committed for it to suddenly disappear. And then he asked Sanatan Goswami and he said, "You have offended some Vaishnava. That's the only way, only reason for losing something like this valuable. So how to find out which Vaishnava I offended?" And so he said, "Okay, make a big feast tomorrow. Call all the Vaishnavas of Vrindavan. Whoever doesn't come, he's the one who got offended." And so they found out who it was, and he went and apologized. He said, "I was not trying to ridicule you or make fun of you and everything." And so, but this is very important, that it shows that however elevated a devotee may be, but however junior the other person may be, Krishna takes offense if they are offended, and even knowingly or unknowingly. So how much more careful we should be. And this devotee serving Vaishnavas and caring for them is part of our sadhana. Normally we only think about chanting of our daily sadhana, chanting and reading and doing devotional service to Krishna. But even more potent than that is serving Vaishnavas, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself has said that chant Hare Krishna and serve the Vaishnavas. By doing that, we get unlimited mercy, because that means we are developing humility. And that's the only qualification required. Even in the Sikshashtakam we find out, only humility will give us complete advancement. Spiritual advancement in the highest levels are possible simply by developing the humble attitude. And that Jaya Shri Radha Gopala Nanda Ki Jaya, Shri Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman Ki Jaya. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has shown us how exactly to develop this humility, because he just, Krishna gave all the instructions in the Bhagavad Gita and so on, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu practically demonstrated how to develop all the good qualities, how to perform devotional service. And so, and he made it so simple. Because his was not elaborate attempt to, perfect all the skills or become very expert in complicated methods of doing devotional service. But he gave all the emphasis for Cheto Darpana Marjanam, cleansing our heart. That was the foremost for him, not these external things. And he made it so simple that his instructions are also just very, very simple. Just chant Hare Krishna mantra and in a very humble frame of mind, and then preach. He told everyone to preach Yaridika Tari Kaha Krishna Upadesh, and he said serve the Vaishnavas, and everything, showing compassion, Jiva Daya is included in preaching. So just by doing this, everything can be achieved. The Cheto Darpana Marjanam is achieved. And so we get deeper realizations, practical realizations about the presence of Krishna, how much He is present at every moment, how everything is connected with Him, how every devotee, how every living being is connected to Krishna. These are the things he emphasized on. You know, that is what will give us practical, I mean, development of these devotional qualities. Otherwise, devotional qualities remain in theory. If we just read the scriptures, we really appreciate and we want to those qualities. But whether we have developed or not has to be tested. And that can be tested when we are in the association of Vaishnavas. And because they can see. You cannot pretend. Vaishnavas are also developing, inner development is happening. And so, how we react to them. And sometimes, it's very nice when we get criticism, when we get help. All these things help us to become more humble. So that is the test we get. And every time we get a test, we should take it as a positive, it's a positive step, it's a help that we are getting from Krishna so that we can go really purify ourselves, actually, practically. And that test, if we've passed, then no more we have to pass any more tests. So in that sense, we should welcome this, that we practically encounter all these difficulties so that we can cleanse our hearts. And once the heart is cleansed and we can get these emotions of love for Krishna, then everything is automatically achieved. Krishna says, materially or spiritually, all achievements are automatically achieved simply if you cleanse your heart. That's the foremost activity that we must be very much focused on. And the attitude for performing devotional service is also so important. Not just the activity itself, but in what mood are we serving? That's very, very important to please Krishna. If we are, if our mind is not focused in the satisfaction, if the mind is not dependent in a mood of helplessness, Krishna, I'm totally dependent on Guru and Krishna for the performance of this service and also the results. We are not meditating on how I am so wonderful and I am doing all these things, but just how wonderful is Guru and Krishna and how much in a mood of glorification. That's very, very important for our, we normally try to think, calculate our devotional services on the basis of the quantity. How much am I performing? But quality is much more important, and through quality, automatically it will expand. The quantity will come, and that will keep us in good standing and devotional service. Otherwise, if you're not very much aware about our attitudes, then a little advancement, success can make us very proud, and then a little not very careful about our dealings with Vaishnavas, and easily we can lose it. So pure devotional service and, by Krishna's own glorification, we can understand how dear our devotees to Krishna. And that will help us to always think about Krishna in all our activities. Even whenever we, all our emotions, for example, we get angry. It's natural when we're dealing with people, we get upset with people. We may fear some people, or we may be envious of some people, and so on. But in all those circumstances, if we take shelter of Krishna and depend upon Him, then we can overcome that very easily. And we, no matter what happens to our lives, who is upsetting us, what we are going through in life, we will continue with devotional service with the full knowledge that this is the only way we can overcome all our problems and make very good advancement in Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna. Any questions?